comes both ways down to like into power consumption, which is much different. So they are in, not in all life, but we can say and thus If you are doing so, very soon his mercy will come through his pastime, through his glory, and also his honor. So today, we try to remember the history, life, case, his instructions and pastimes. His pastimes are all connected with each station master, Nityananda. So, if you remember, he is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Kadadar Pandit Sivar Dhali Bhakti Prabhu Kshamanda Raya with Nityananda Mahaprabhu. With this understanding, we should try to do this. First of all, we request Shyamrani to stay.
So Gurudev explained in Holland 2 years ago on the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that information applies also on this divine appearance day of Sri Advaita Acharya, that no ordinary person can glorify such great souls. Only a transcendental person can glorify another transcendental person. Even Sri Seshanath, who has unlimited head and mouth, for his whole life could not properly glorify a great Acharya. So I am an ordinary person and have no qualification. But as Srila Gurudev gave the example for us that day in Holland, he said, but as I heard from my Guru Maharaj, the Shastras and other authorities, I will try to glorify him. So who is the original Advaita? Advaita Achyutamanadi Ramanturipam. Krishna Govinda, Prajanjanandan Shamsundra, is the original Advaita, one without a second, who has unlimited form, each of which is unlimited in and of itself. But he has given this name and some of his qualities to Sri Advaita Acharya. Advaita means non-different. He's non-different from the Supreme Lord Hari. Therefore he's called Advaita, which means one. And he is the supreme teacher of bhakti. In fact, he is the supreme lord who appeared as a bhakta to teach us bhakti. Therefore, he is called Bhakta Avatar. Panchatadatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Surupakam Bhakta Avataram. When an incarnation of Lord Vishnu comes as a devotee, he is called Bhakta Avatar. So Advaita Acharya is incarnation of Mahavishnu himself, who breathes in and out the innumerable universes. The innumerable universes come and go from the four holes of his transcendental body as he lies down in the ocean of cause during his inhalations and exhalations. And each universe lasts only during one exhalation. When he inhales, all the innumerable universes are withdrawn. Lord Brahma, in his Brahma Samhita, says that I worship that Govinda, that Prajanjanandan Sri Krishna, who comes as this Mahavishnu. So Advaita Acharya, Acharya means that he's God himself, who comes as a teacher. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the original Avatari, the source of all incarnations, comes as a teacher, Guru Varam, in order to teach bhakti to Radha and Krishna. Similarly, acharya means teacher, so he is also the supreme teacher of bhakti. He is known as, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as a limb of Mahavishnu. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, why a limb? Why not a part? Because the limb is greater. Limb implies amsa, a plenary portion, a full portion. There are two creators, two types of creation. There is the ingredient creation and the material creation. Maya is the ingredient creation, and pradan, the unmanifest material nature, is the material creation. Similarly, there are two causes of creation. One is the ingredient and one is the material. Mahavishnu is the ingredient, and his incarnation, Sri Advaita Acharya, is the material creation, the material source of creation. But he's coming as a devotee, and he's claiming over and over again, I am the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am the servant of his servant. He's teaching by his own example that if God himself, the creator of innumerable universes, has a higher pleasure in giving up his godhood and becoming a devotee, so what to speak of you, ordinary living entities, how you should give up your false material conception of life. I am somebody's father, mother, I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm businessman, I'm shudra, whatever, and take instead to the profession that I am the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the sixth chapter of Adi-lila, which is the chapter regarding the glory of Sri Advaita Acharya, gives many examples of how the Supreme Lord himself becomes the servitor and takes higher pleasure. The original is Krishna himself. Sri Radha Pranaya Mahimasi Dishobhanayaiva. Krishna comes to this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to taste the glory of the love of Srimati Radhika. The second reason is that because of her great love, because of her service attitude towards Krishna, she can taste the sweetness of the qualities of Krishna more than Krishna himself. If one identifies himself as equal to Krishna, which is the situation with all of Krishna's incarnations, they're all equal to Krishna because they're in Krishna's category, they cannot understand Krishna's sweetness or his qualities very well. They have to come in the category of servant. Krishna himself took the position of his greatest servant, Sri Radhika, in order to understand his own glory, the sweetness of his venu, the sweetness of his pastime, the sweetness of his qualities, and the sweetness of his beauty or form. And his incarnations follow suit. Sri Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna, and yet he is known as the Supreme Personality of service to Godhead. He takes all kinds of positions in order to serve the Supreme Lord, and in this way he tastes a higher happiness than the happiness of being God himself. In the pastimes of Krishna, he's the greatest assistant to facilitate Krishna's pastimes, including Krishna's conjugal pastimes, which he's not, in the form of Baladev, qualified to enter. In such cases, he becomes Ananda Manjari, the little sister of Radhika, and he also becomes the Dham. So anywhere that Radha and Krishna and the gopis are performing their pastimes, he witnesses as the Dham, as Govardhan, as Vrindavan, as all the vines of Vrindavan. Every dust particle is full Balaram. And yet, he prefers to become a servant. So he serves by facilitating Krishna's pastime, and he serves also in this material world. He becomes Shaitanas and takes all the universes on his hood. He becomes Sankirtan. He becomes Mahavishnu. He becomes Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and creates, maintains, and destroys the material universes in the form of Rudra or Lord Shiva, where for 36,000 years he's dancing and floods. First comes fire, 36,000 years of fire, and then 36,000 years of flood at the end of the creation, at the time of annihilation. Why? As a service to Krishna. How is this a service to Krishna? Because gradually the living entities who are Krishna Bhimukshis, who've turned their faces away from Krishna and are now averse to him, they will realize the miseries of this world by tasting the world, the creation, maintenance, and annihilation repeatedly again and again, and finally come to become devotees of Krishna, get the association of bhaktas, and go back to Godhead. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also gives the example of the queens of Dwarka. When Draupadi met the queens of Dwarka at Kurukshetra, although they are all expansions of the goddess of fortune, they're all expansions of Srimati Radhika, and thus equal to the Lord being his energy, Shakti Shakti Mantriyo Aveda. The energy and the energetic are non-different. Still, in their stories to Draupadi, they said how Krishna appreciated my austerities and penances, and he accepted me as his wife. But I, personally, accept myself as his maidservant, and I'm only happy to have taken shelter in his lotus feet and become a sweeper in his house. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also gives the example of Srimati Radhika herself. When Krishna left the gopis in the Rasa dance, Srimati Radhika said, Hanata Ramana, Hanata Haramana, Kwasi Kwasi, oh where are you Krishna? Where are you my beloved? I'm just your maidservant. Please come and place your lotus hands on our heads. So Krishna himself, because he is the original Dvaita, when he thinks of himself as the Supreme Lord in a superior position, then he is the servitor. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Adastara Vritta. Krishna is the only one served and everyone else is his servant. But it's Krishna himself who becomes his own servant. Eka Bhavasyam. That Supreme Lord is one and he becomes many. And then his servant, he's so much indebted to his servitors that he sells himself to his servitors and he becomes their servant. So first he's a master, then he expands as his servant, and then he becomes a servant of those servants for loving exchange. And this is why Eko Bhavashyama, that one becomes many. Sri Advaita Acharya, as Srila Gurudev explained this morning, was thinking, because he appeared in Kali Yuga before the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just as Krishna, before his own appearance, sends his elders, elder relatives, like Mother Yasoda, Nanda Baba. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sends his elders, like Sati Mata, Jagannath Mitra, and also Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya, Mahavishnu, he's thinking that I can create innumerable universes and I can destroy innumerable universes, but I cannot give frame, especially I cannot give grudge frame. Only Vrajendranandan and himself can give that. So how can I get him to come? Then he remembered one slok, which says that anyone who simply waters, takes water and tulsi leaves, and offers those at the lotus feet of the Lord, Krishna becomes the property of that devotee. Not finding any way to repay that devotee, Krishna thinks the only thing I have that could possibly repay that devotee is my very self. So Krishna sells himself to the devotee. There's one verse which states, it's a verse by Lord Brahma in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when he's asking the Lord for blessing for his own smaller creation, that you are always present in the hearing and in the vision of your pure devotees. In fact, you manifest various forms for the pleasure of those devotees, so that those devotees can welcome you in their form, in those forms. Therefore, having full faith in these words of the scriptures, Advaita Acharya worshipped Shalagram Srila and offered tulsi leaves and the water of the Ganges, and in this way propitiated the Lord and made him descend. There are two internal reasons for the Lord descending and two external reasons. So one of the external reasons for the Lord to send is just to please this devotee and incarnation, Sri Advaita Acharya. The Lord comes to please his devotee. Srila Baladeva Vibhushana is also a very important personality in the glorification of Sri Advaita Acharya. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, our Guru Maharaj, Nityananda Prabhupada Vishnupada, a soldier of the Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, quotes Srila Baladeva Vibhushana in his own purport in this very beautiful sixth chapter of Adi Lila. Srila Baladeva Vibhushana is writing in his commentary on Vedanta Sutra various evidences that the Supreme Lord Mahavishnu is behind this creation and matter is not behind this creation. He gives one example of the scorpion. The scorpion lays its egg in the rice and then it goes away. Gradually these eggs become fermented and the baby scorpions are born. They come out of the egg. Foolish people think that the egg gave birth to the scorpion. Similarly, foolish people think that the material nature, mother material nature, gave birth to all the living entities without the realization of the Supreme Father. As Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Bijoham Sarvabhutanam, I am the Supreme Seed-Giving Father of all living entities. He also states, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suryate Chacharachanam. You should know that this material nature, O Arjuna, is working under my direction, under my supreme superintendent, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Srila Baladeva Vibhushana gives the example, another example, of the cow. Material scientists say that the cow produces milk automatically by eating straw, as though it was a factory. But Baladeva Vibhushana Prabhu says, this same species, in the form of a bull, if he eats straw, he won't produce milk. Even a human mother, a human lady, if she eats straw, she won't produce milk either. In the scientists can make a factory and try to put straw through a machine and see if they will produce milk. Why does the cow produce milk? A certain living entity, due to his own past sinful karma, has taken birth as that cow under the supreme direction of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Maya Dakshena Prakriti Shuyate Chacharachanam. Srila Baladeva Vibhushana Prabhu also gives the example of a tree, that a tree grows in certain directions, particularly it grows towards the light and produces its fruits and flowers. But that tree once it's not alive anymore, once the soul leaves the body, it no longer moves in any direction. The tendency and potential of a tree to move in any direction is due to the Supreme Spirit, to the Spirit. Similarly, the tendency and potential of material nature to perform its activities and produce moving and non-moving beings comes from the Supreme Superintendence of the Supreme Lord. And this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Sri Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. That is, Lord Mahavishnu glances over the material nature and makes it produce gradually, step by step, from subtle to gross in the course of time by the glance of the Lord mixed with time, from sound, from false ego to sound, to ether, to sky, and gradually to the grosser elements. In this way, Mahavishnu is the efficient cause and Lord Advaitacharya is the material cause. So I'll end here now, being called by the cartel to deliver this question.
But we should distribute it so that even a lame and blind person also may understand. Because we are only some of philosophers, like 2-3 stories, only others are not. Anyhow, the production was okay. Prabhu Jnan Das Prabhu.
Kindly tell me to speak very simply, because he knows that's all I can speak. I'd like to follow this study. This morning, we heard how Srila Advaitacharya, by his intense devotion and loud calls, he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world. He was part of the cause of the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By worshipping Shalagram with Tulsi Mandir in Ganges water, and by his hunkar, his very, very loud call, right throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastime to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we hear about the loud cries of Advaita Acharya. It's like, you can just imagine, he's the full potency of the creation. So just like thunderclouds, they produce a very loud sound. So he was producing a very loud sound during kirtan in his ecstasy. So he was, as one of the reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, he had a very special relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We've heard this morning how he was far, far senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like grandfather at least. But yet, he was accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there was this loving competition between the two, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was regarding Advaitacharya as his senior, his worshipable superior, and Advaitacharya was regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his worshipable Lord. So this competition was going on. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, just like when Krishna came, the very auspicious symptom, the air was blowing very, very sweetly, and all directions were full of very auspicious omens. At that time, the moon was eclipsed, so everybody was chanting. That's the Hindus. They were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They were going to the Ganges to bathe. And the Muslims are going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this way everybody was chanting. And the whole atmosphere was somehow or other mysteriously surcharged with very joyful feeling. So at that time, Advaita Acharya, understanding what was happening, he began to dance and chant in a very, very pleasing way. He was in Chantipur at that time, and he took Haridas Thakur, Srila Haridas Thakur. And the two were dancing and chanting, and everyone could see that there was something in their mind, something in their heart, but nobody could understand what it was. But Advaita Acharya, he knew that his Lord had appeared. He was so happy. And then he sent his wife, Sita Thakurani. Customarily, when a child is born, especially when the mother is still in confinement, so ladies come and they offer gifts. And Sita Thakurani came, and she saw this child. Oh, he's just like Krishna, only his color is different. Krishna is very, very beautiful, blackish. It tells you. And this is like